and then it was the tall commander's turn to speak. He walked up to the microphone slowly, measuring his steps carefully, then jutted his head up and looked directly at the crowd.
"I believe in America,"
shouted the commander, shaking his fist in the air.
"And I believe in Americanism."
The crowd was cheering now.
"And most of all, I believe in victory for America."
He was very emotional. Then he shouted that the whole country had to come together and support the boys in the war. He told how he and the boys' fathers before them had fought in Korea and World War II, and how the whole country had been behind them back then, and how they had won a great victory for freedom. Almost crying now, he shouted to the crowd that they couldn't give up in Vietnam.
"We have to win,"
he said, his voice still shaking. Then pausing, he pointed his finger at him and Eddie Duggan.
"Because of them!"
Suddenly it was very quiet, and he could feel them looking right at him, sitting there in his wheelchair with Eddie all alone. It seemed everyone, the Cub Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the mothers, the fathers, the whole town, had their eyes on them, and now he bent his head and stared into his lap.